Benson Parish Council update. Maintaining and enhancing our well-being. The parish staff are back at the parish hall, socially distancing, of course, and visiting is by appointment only. In parallel with the use of our halls, we are constantly updating our practices to comply with government advice. Please contact the halls manager if you have any queries. Road safety. The parish council will be conducting traffic surveys to build our evidence base regarding speeding in the village. We are also awaiting feedback from our MP and Oxfordshire County Council following our raising the issues of parking on the verge and the motorbike speeding on the A4074. We are also keen to reduce our carbon footprint and would like to establish a climate change working group and are looking for volunteers to join. Please contact the clerk. Making Benson brilliant. The new playground is coming along nicely. Planning permission on the final plans is being sought, as well as materials and colour schemes being chosen. In the Green Close play park, we will move the cone climber in line with the other items. We are also making final inputs to the new community hall and working with Carla Holmes to discharge their obligations under the Section 106 funding from the new development. Keeping Benson beautiful, the materials store. The parish council is exploring securing a 99-year lease on the materials store on St Helens Avenue. This is an important green space for the village, and it is our intention to obtain this from Oxfordshire County Council so that we can ensure that remains thus. Bertie Westfield access ramp. The council has now approved the contractor and budget to build an access ramp for those who have difficulties negotiating the current steps in Bertie Westfield. The work is planned for mid-October, weather permitting, and should only take a few days to complete. We are also working with UELM on a coordinated plan to manage the brook. Village deep clean. Between December the 14th and 17th, the South and Vale Waste Team will be offering slots to undertake a deep cleanse, litter picking, sweeping and removing weeds and moss on pavements. If you know any areas that could benefit, please write to the parish clerk and we'll get our bid in. And last but not least, please pick up your dog waste. And there are other notices here. A request has been received from Thamesbridge Construction Limited for a temporary road closure to apply to a section of Churchfield Lane whilst essential installation of new drainage and site access works are carried out. They will operate from the 26th of October up to and including the 13th of November. This is a 24-hour road closure, dates just to be confirmed. In conclusion, a really warm welcome to our new clerk, Nicola Copland. She has a background in commercial aviation. As a customer service manager flying to worldwide destinations, as well as delivering training courses to her colleagues. She also volunteers with the Samaritans and is looking forward to working with the parish. We wish her every success.